This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This year's annual meeting, the survey for 2011 indicates that U.S. cotton producers intend to plant approximately 12.5 million acres of cotton. That's up 14% from last year.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Southeast, which is a six-state region, the survey indicated that growers would plant approximately 2.9 million acres, up from 2.6, 13% increase. And all states indicated increases from last year. Some of the largest percentage increases were in North Carolina and Virginia. Five states in the Mid-South indicated an increase of about 19%, going from 1.9 million acres in 2010 up to almost 2.3 million acres in 2011. Again, all states increasing. Growers in Tennessee indicated they plant almost 40% more cotton than in 2010. But looking at the Southwest, growers indicate an increase of 12%, going from about 5.9 million acres up to just under 6.6. Of course, Texas is the largest, and they account for about 6.2 million of the 6.6 million acres. In the West, upland producers indicated an increase of 27%. That would bring the total for the region up to 465,000 acres. That's roughly 100,000 acres more than what they planted in 2010. Again, all states increasing.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Located in the western states primarily, they indicated an increase of around 23%, taking ELS acreage from 204,000 acres up to 251,000 acres. Again, all states showing increases in their ELS intentions. So that gives us the total U.S. number, which is 12.51 million acres, again, 14% higher than the 2010 number.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The December 2011 contracts trading several cents higher than the same time last year. Now, there is additional competition because corn and soybean prices are higher than a year ago, but I think growers are just responding to the stronger price signals for cotton. Rotational issues may also play a part of this, and growers see this as an opportunity to get cotton back in the rotation after their acres had been down for a number of years.